There's about 2 million people who will be applying for this license, and this is a massive project in terms of making sure that people are prepared and well-informed.
Lizette Mata is part of the special projects team at the California Department of Motor Vehicles. Since February, she's helped organize nearly 100 public events around the state to talk about the new law, Assembly Bill 60, in conjunction with schools, church groups, and nonprofit organizations.
We're trying to partner with as many people as possible to make sure that they can communicate our accurate information to their communities.
The job isn't an easy one. Mata says she's had to dispel many myths and warn people against charlatans.
A big concern is that once we find out that they're undocumented, that they're going to be deported.
Also, she says, in some areas of the state, con artists have attempted to sell DMV workbooks and study sheets, which are entirely free to the public. Or they have falsely offered to set up appointments for a fee. Some people think that the license will cost a few hundred dollars, when in reality it'll only cost $33.
Most people don't realize that it will be the same price that any license costs anybody else in California.
An important key message, she says, is to study, study, study. When the state of Nevada enacted a similar law, 90% of the first-time applicants failed the written test.
We are really trying to make sure that that doesn't happen in California.
Part of that outreach, she says, is working with community organizations to get the word out. Recently, Alvarado Elementary School in Sonoma held such an event. Maite Ituri, the school principal, said that despite appearances, driver's licenses and school education are pretty directly linked.
People have asked me about that, but it is a community issue. And if you're driving down the road and you don't have documentation when you're pulled over, you could lose your car, you could be deported. So mom's simple trip to the grocery store has now become a life-altering event. For children to be successful, they need to have their families. And so that's why this is important.
Jeronima is a mother in the Alvarado School District. She says the new law will touch many areas of her family's life.
Y esto de las licencias es algo muy bueno porque así puede uno salir más seguro.
This thing on licenses is great because that way we can be safe when we drive our kids to the doctor, dentist, or to school, and also to go to work, and not have to be scared to see a police officer driving behind you, and not be shaken because you are afraid of being arrested.
Knowing that the new law will help people like Jeronima has made the hard work worthwhile, says Lizette Mata with the DMV.
It's really going to change the lives of nearly 2 million people for the better. You know, every single time we have an outreach event, you really see the needs that people have to be able to utilize this license to finally have it.
Just a few more months, and the work will begin to pay off. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.